All right, KX93.5 today is joined by some live music in studio. We've got the Brother Brothers here, Adam and David. They're going to play live and acoustic for us. They've got a new record coming out a week from today called Some People I Know. We'll talk about that, but first we're going to hear them perform in studio, starting with their song Red and Gold. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
That's my name, and I'm there on the end of each and every day. Blue skies of rain, clear cloudy days, I am there. Come and find me. And the hillside, she's my friend. On her shoulders where I go to lay my head. High above the sea, in her bosom soft and green, she is there to lay beside me.
Just beautiful, you guys. The Brother Brothers live in studio on KX93.5. Do we want to do one more or you want to chat? Let's do one more first since you're like ready. Adam and David are in studio and they're going to do one more acoustic song for us. Again, the upcoming record called Some People I Know out next week. This one's called Frankie. Whenever you guys are ready.
One, two, three, one. Get it right. Oh, you know you shouldn't be drinking so late at night. Oh, but I've got this candle and you got a light. Let's stay up till the morning. See, I've known a few fellas that had the blues, and I know they could shake them if they wanted to. So let's get some ice and I'll bring the booze, and we can sit by the water. Well, lately I've been thinking about some people I know, with their hands on their hearts and their eyes down their nose, just looking at the world like it's something they hold, trying to make it do something. And And I just look at that lady, she's standing out there, looking out at the water. She ain't lonesome or scared. It's like she's known something for hundreds of years. It's a candle she's burning. Oh, come on now, Frankie, let's sing those cobblestone blues with the soles of our shoes, singing, I don't care about money. Yeah, I care about the things people lose and the people that take them. Yeah, I care about the things people know and the world they're making. Get it right. Let's hit the bodega before they close for the night. The tide's coming in and the moon's out of sight. And it looks like he's singing those blues, singing, I don't care about money. Singing, I don't care about money. Singing, I don't care about.
Yeah, you guys, the Brother Brothers live in studio on KX93.5. Such a pleasure to have David and Adam live in acoustic all the way from Brooklyn in California for a tour and on their way to places after this. So thanks, guys, for making the stop and coming all the way over here and wasting time and eating sandwiches and while we set up every cable we have in here for you. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
They were delicious sandwiches.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Shout out to Seahorse and Pearl Street General across the street. I want to ask, I know all of your songs, a lot of them on this new record are character-driven. They're about people. They're about stories. So would either of you, since we just heard it, like to share who Frankie is or what that story's about?
I was bartending at this really 100-year-old bar in Red Hook, Brooklyn. And I've just kind of been in that neighborhood since I've lived in Brooklyn, which is about 7 years. And since I've been there, the rents have gone up an amazing amount.
Of course,
and
yeah.
Red Hook is this really tight-knit community, and everybody kind of knows each other and sees each other every day on the street. And I was watching the rents go up, and people were unable to afford to live there, but they'd been living there for years and years, and just the whole vibe of the neighborhood changed because it became a really heavy tourist destination. And we would talk about it a lot, and people would bemoan it because they had kind of built that neighborhood and they were really sad to see it. So Frankie's kind of a conglomeration of about, you know, a handful of people that we all have talked a lot about that sort of stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, we see that over here too. So we feel your pain over the West Coast.
It's everywhere, yeah.
So I'm interested in how your style of music fits in the Brooklyn scene. I mean, you grew up in Illinois, and that's very kind of what I'm guessing your folk roots are from, but does it seem out of place over there? Or are people like, wow, what a refreshing thing to hear? I mean, what's the reaction usually?
I feel like New York has everything, kind of like LA. Everybody comes to New York to, you know, to live in the city and to be around so many people. So I feel like our music, although, you know, we're playing guitar and it's very folky, but I mean, it's heavily influenced by all of the people that we surround ourselves with, which is, you know, pretty eclectic, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
we come at it from a songwriter's perspective, and, you know, if you put electric guitar under one of those songs with, like, crazy drums and a different drum beat and whatever, it's going to sound completely different.
Sure.
But the songwriting and the people that we hang out with and play with are a amazing songwriters themselves and inspiring. So it doesn't really matter what genre, because they're amazing.
When you play live, is it still just the two of you bare on stage?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I noted in your bio, you know, you kind of developed your sound playing in living rooms and with friends and just kind of acoustically sitting around a couch or whatever. Is that the kind of vibe you still want to give people when they see you live?
Yeah, I mean, I think since there's just two people on stage, it's, you know, a pretty intimate atmosphere. No matter how big the stage, I feel like everybody kind of shrinks down and it feels like they're sitting on the couch. I feel that way. I feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah, and I feel a lot more comfortable hanging out in a living room than I do on a podium, you know?
Sure.
So it's nice to make that effort to feel like you're with a bunch of friends, you know, even if there's tons of people there.
Yeah. So tell us what cities you've been to recently and where you're going to next.
Well, we started this tour. We're opening up for I'm With Her right now. And so we started that tour in Seattle. We went up to Kelowna, BC, and then we went to Calgary, Alberta. Then we drove down to Utah, to Davis, California, hung out in the Bay Area for a few days, drove down to Malibu yesterday, and here we are in LA. And then tomorrow we're in Santa Barbara, Tucson, Phoenix.
Dang. Yeah, and then you're flying all the way back home.
We fly home for our CD release.
CD release party next week, October 19th, and that's called Some People I Know. Mm-hmm. How's the excitement for that around the hometown?
Oh, I think it's building.
Yeah, okay.
We won't find out till we get to the show.
Sure, yeah. Well, and as an opener, you know, oftentimes it's about discovery. So a lot of people probably hear you and think, wow, like, cool, I just found you guys. Have you had a lot of people come up after the show or buy a CD or buy merch? And
it's been lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's been wonderful.
Cool. Well, we got to talk about the fact that you're twins, and I can't ignore it. Adam and David, of course. let's see. What's my first question? I have a lot of twin questions. Do you ever do the sister-sister thing where one of you has to go on a date and the other person steps in for them because they don't really want to go?
No.
Okay. That was my first question.
We want to go on all of our own dates.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Right, just making sure. Okay. How does it affect working together? I mean, you know, they say identical twins have this like same brain thing going on.
We spend a lot of time trying to be individual throughout our childhoods even.
Okay.
And it kind of, when we got to college, we did a lot of stuff the same, but it was always just a little bit different. And then when we got out of college, we really branched off. And Adam became a bluegrass fiddle player, and he was doing that sort of thing. And I was a cellist and started writing songs in my mid-20s. And really, when I moved to New York, I was, you know, really going that route. And Adam was going more the bluegrass route. And
just the hired gun fiddle player route.
That kind of route.
Sure.
And then it was just became this thing where we both kind of had a pretty bleak winter. And Adam was like, you know what? Screw it. We're going on the road, David. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. So you re-twinned up.
That's right,
exactly.
Yeah, I think. And I feel like now we're old enough and mature enough not to kill each other on the road.
So before it was
we would have fought a lot more.
Yeah, okay.
But it took a long time because we were so used to working on our own and having our own styles that it took a minute to figure out where we met in where the middle was that we could meet.
Do you tour with just the two of you? Is anybody with you?
No.
Oh, so that is, I mean, that's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are together.
Yeah. Intense.
What do you do for fun on the road, like in between
all
big
kinds
cities?
Of stuff.
Yeah.
We go camping sometimes. We love cuisine. So we really like, if there's like, you know, if we're in LA and somebody's like, oh, you got to go to this restaurant.
Cool.
We're like, all right, cool, we'll go.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to text or call in their recommendations for these guys, we'll send them somewhere. Again, the Brother Brothers live in studio. The new record, Some People I Know, out next week. Tell us where you want people to go to get that. Is there some place that best supports you that they can buy it? Or?
Well, we can go to our website, which is www.thebrotherbrothersmusic.com.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Cool.
That would probably be the best place to, where we'd reap the most benefits.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. And up to this point, it's just been an EP, right, that you have released. So
that's right.
What's been the challenge or the journey to get the full length out? How hard was that?
Well, we've been touring a lot, so writing the songs themselves was a big challenge, just to have the time to sit down and really write something that we were proud of, write songs that we were proud of. And we ended up, I could talk about this for a long time, but
okay.
A lot of bands,
you know, it's like I am a solo, I'm an artist, and we write our own songs and that sort of thing. But we have so many wonderful friends that are such great writers that we were like, you know, we should put some of our friends on there anyway, you know, even if we had enough songs, we should put our pal songs on there because there's a few that are just so good. And we have one by Buck Meek. It's called Sam Bridges. And then we have one by Joanna Sternberg, and that is called I Will Be With You. And they're just like two of our, you know, the songs that you just can't get out of your head.
And you're not on those songs at all. They're just your
buddy's
songs.
No, no, no. We recorded them.
I see.
They wrote them and we recorded them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, our own versions of it. We arranged them and everything.
Got it. Well, that's, you know, it's a kind of a small biz, I guess, when you're in it. You got to be good to your pals. So
sure,
good on you guys for including them on the record. Is there a vinyl or anything like that?
There will be a vinyl on the 19th.
Okay,
It hasn't arrived in the mail yet, but it'll be there.
I bet you're excited for that.
Very much so.
Yeah, that's awesome, guys. Well, congratulations. I mean, it sounds like a lifetime of work that's led you to your first full length coming out just a week from now. So we're really glad to catch you like on the edge of that happening.
Yeah, man.
Is there anybody you want to shout out to while you're here? Thank who's helped you along the way or anything like that?
I think that if we did, we'd probably
forget somebody.
Yeah. Leave somebody out. So it's best to steer clear of that.
Okay, good
call. Thank you, everyone.
take the Oscar route.
I will say that Robert McMillan produced the album. So I guess we could thank him.
And he's from the Carmel Valley area.
Okay.
So he's a Californian.
Cool. Yeah, just 10 hours up the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. All right, well, David and Adam Moss of the Brother Brothers, and we are so thankful you guys came in today to play for us.
Thanks for having us.
This will be podcast online. It's also on Facebook Live, and the video will stay up there as well. So take care, guys. Have a great rest of the tour.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
All right, bye-bye.